Compliments of the season to you and yours. Fantastic conversation you were having earlier on there. I like when you have conversations that challenge you to think. That's what we try to do on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Challenge you to think. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 4,208 new COVID cases over the weekend nationwide. And we had 1,928 cases in Lagos. The national number has almost doubled from last weekend. Yet again, the fourth wave is getting stronger. We have to remain vigilant, all right? Limit your movement if you can. Wear a mask when you go out. Keep your distance from people when you can. And don't forget to wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. And try and go and get vaccinated. Vaccines are available. Go and get your first, your second, or your booster shot. I'm hearing that there are no booster shots in a lot of the health centers in Lagos, though. I don't know what that's about. I'm hoping that the Lagos State Government and the NPHCDA work really hard to fix that particular problem. Thank you for making Hard Facts, the number one current affairs show in Lagos. I have a great show for you today. With the big weekend, we'll talk about the death and life of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Then let's talk about Nigerians risking their lives to save merchandise from the next supermarket fire in Abuja. And then we'll talk about the COVID outbreak in Aso Rock. And throughout the big weekend, let's talk about how you are spending your Christmas holiday. The Christmas holiday. Doesn't matter whether you believe in Christmas or not. I just want to hear how you're spending the holiday, because we do have a holiday after all. On today's checkpoint, we'll talk about the House of Reps calling for the removal of checkpoints in the East due to Christmas travel. Why are there so many checkpoints in the East? So let's have that conversation from 4 p.m. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about the wildest stories of 2021. We'll start the year in review today. I'll be joined by two guests. One of them is a regular guest and one of them is a regular caller. Yes, I'll be joined in the studio by one of you, one of the 1 million Lagosians who cannot be wrong. I'm excited. As usual, we'll bring you the latest news updates every hour on the hour. But let's get right into today's big weekend. Like I said when we started, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili and these are your hard facts. The big weekend. Can Nigerian clergy learn anything from Archbishop Tutu? Did Nigerians show the Christmas spirit at the next supermarket fire? And how serious is the COVID outbreak in Aso Rock? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. If you don't want to talk about any of the stories we have on our big weekend today, you can simply call in and tell me how your Christmas holidays are going. How did you celebrate? What did you do? Just tell me about it. 0700-993-993-993. For men, for women, 01-465-7190. Archbishop Desmond Tutu died this weekend. Tutu, an Anglican priest, was the first ever black bishop of Johannesburg and the first ever black archbishop of Cape Town. But what made Tutu a worldwide figure was how he used those positions. In the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, he was a vocal and radical anti-apartheid activist. He did not subscribe to the idea that the clergy and the church should submit to constituted authority. He didn't subscribe to that. Tutu believed that if the constituted authority was doing evil things, it was his duty as a man of the cloth to condemn them publicly and mobilize people to resist. On the day he was created bishop, in his very first sermon, he called for the international community to place sanctions on South Africa. As a serving archbishop, he organized protest marches and strikes against the apartheid regime. Throughout his career, he was persecuted by the government and large parts of society. They seized his passport a lot of times. He kept receiving death threats. But Tutu never bowed. He insisted on condemning what he saw as evil policies while insisting on nonviolence. This is why he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. So that's the part of Tutu's legacy that I want us to focus on today. And I want to ask you if you think that he set a good example for how pastors and priests and religious leaders should act in the face of bad government, in the face of oppression, in the face of human rights abuse. Do you think he set a good example? And if you think he set a good example, do pastors in Nigeria following this example? Are pastors in Nigeria following this example? Do you think that they are? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. If you don't want to talk about Tutu or any of the other stories on the big weekend, you can simply give me a call and tell me how your weekend went, how your Christmas celebrations went. Whether you believe in Christmas or not, you got the weekend off. So what did you do with that weekend off? And today is also a day off for a lot of you. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Mr. Sandra. Onye Oh, Comrade Koboko.
Welcome.
Comrade DK Chukwu from Otta Farms.
Good to have you on the show.
And you ask a question, say, it was to say that it's not good for a person to submit to government. And we make it few. I know only the few person. What they are doing in Nigeria now is tax. Pastor's offering, pastor's wife offering, pastor's from the school offering. They come, they take and they buy a motor. Five plane, they are no longer fighting, they are no longer talking. Sister Sandra, they are no longer talking.
I'm listening to you.
I'm an usher in one big church.
Okay.
They are no longer talking about what is happening. All of them are friends. Even if I'm even shouting, talking, and standing for what I believe more than pastors. Because of their plane. Because of their afraid of arrest. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
So they cannot emulate Tunde Tutu. Pastor, is it Tunde Tutu? I mean, Bishop Tutu. Now, some pastors that are talking now, concerning COVID for Abuja, that one will concern me because I don't bring her now. That's how they say, shut the airport, until their daughters and sons and relations and the people who married their daughter and the family came back. That time, coronavirus don't enter 1 million. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm understanding what you're saying.
And see how I do to my Christmas. I kill two goats. I chop one. And I share one. On my own. I do on my own. I want a city man. Say, come on, go. And I hear a voice for radio. He gave me one broiler. So my city, they pay me out. So I will be eating meat to 1st January. And I'm planning to see whether I go buy another goat. But I'm planning for to pay school fees January.
Comrade Kowoko, you get money. You dey find second wife. Make her be your second wife now.
No. I don't find second wife. For make her manage the one. Make her manage the one why I married. Very, very beautiful.
Okay.
Bimbo. I taught her English and history.
Oh.
When she was 15, she got entered 22 years. I got married.
Oh.
I don't want to second wife. Oh.
Okay.
I know what. Do you want to kill me?
Oh, sorry.
Do you want to kill me?
Sorry. Bye. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is Don Dukwe from Savoyava.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Yes.
Bishop Desmond Tutu, may his soul rest in perfect peace. This is the name I've been hearing since I was a kid.
That's right.
I'm not an adult. So I found one of my friends, his name is Desmond. I fondly call him Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Oh.
Just the way I love that very name. I just like that man.
Okay.
May he so rest in perfect peace.
Amen.
As of the way I spend my my Christmas, my daughter came back from University of Nigeria to spend holidays with me.
Nice.
So before I came back, I sent her money from Ireland.
Okay.
So and Mela here. So when I came back, I thought she was going to buy chicken. So she bought egg.
Okay.
She bought a crate of egg. When I asked her, baby girl, why did you buy egg? She said, the money I sent her is not enough for us to buy chicken. It's very expensive.
Oh.
So she just buy a whole chicken, both everything. So let us use the chicken to cook, to prepare stew. You understand?
Okay.
So that it's even good. So we enjoyed our... Actually, we enjoyed our egg.
Okay.
Plenty egg.
Okay.
so that is just that with my children.
Thank you so much for calling. I'm glad you enjoyed your holidays. That's such an innovative way to enjoy chicken, you know? Who would have thought? 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, God's Power. Obasi, calling from Otta.
Welcome, God's Power.
Yes, Archbishop Desmond Tutu,
mm-hmm.
the respected or revered Archbishop of Cape Town. May his soul rest in peace.
Amen.
He was able to come out forcefully and give the first modern apartheid government in the world, that is against the government of South Africa, that pushed the blacks, the majority blacks, landowners of South Africa, the apartheid system, pushed them to the fringes of the society. They have no benefit in the system that they owned. They did not participate in the political process. They were oppressed. They were segregated and gazed in school, swimming pool, hotel, restaurant, and so many employment and every other thing. So, though Desmond Tutu was a product of the same apartheid system, don't forget, most of these obnoxious political systems cannot thrive without the support of the church all over the world. That is the history.
That's right.
So, but as a black man, he had no choice but to stand up, brave all the odds, and risk it all to speak against, from his very lofty position in the Anglican Church, against the apartheid system.
Right.
And so he did so well. He contributed greatly to the dismantling of the apartheid system in South Africa.
Right.
But coming to Nigeria is a different ball game altogether. Our religious leaders have political leanings. Some are for a particular party in government, some are in the opposition, and so it happens that even when they are criticizing, they don't criticize to spill the beans. They do so cautiously, they don't hit the fact hard enough, and they don't do so in the required numbers. They don't do so in the required numbers. So what that simply means is that, for example, if you are a clergyman supporting a particular ruling party, you naturally grow wary of criticizing that government, no matter how bad the their system of government is.
Right.
And so those who are not in support of that particular government in power are hopeful that one day their political party will get onto power, and then business as usual. So that is why in Nigeria we can never find anybody that will sacrifice his all to the cause of good governance in Nigeria. It can't happen, because all of us are participating in the misrule that is happening in Nigeria. So that's my take on it.
Thank you so much. Very insightful take there. And it takes me to our second story. Next supermarket in Abuja caught fire yesterday. It was a terrible loss to the owners, as you can imagine. But something interesting happened, right? When the first videos started coming out, we saw Nigerians running into the inferno, running out, carrying goods. At first, many people thought that these people were looting the shop. But it turns out that they were not looting the shop. Most of them, when they got out, they were dropping the goods in the parking lot. They were just trying to save the merchandise for the shop owners. I want us to think about that for a moment. Things have gotten so bad that most Nigerians automatically believe the worst. So when you see people running out of a burning store carrying things, you assume that they're stealing. And then, against all expectations and suspicions, it turns out that they were just looking out for a fellow Nigerian in distress. Was that the true face of Nigeria we saw yesterday, or was it a Christmas miracle? What's your position? True face of Nigeria or Christmas miracle? Running into fire, running out with as many things as they could save. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Yes, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Same to you.
Yes, I don't think I can say this here. Your intern sent me a message.
Yeah.
So, and I'm yet to hear from you people, so though I'm on my way.
Okay,
so
good. We're expecting you, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah, we're expecting you. This is Joy?
Joy, yes. This is for the 5 o'clock.
This is for the 5 o'clock, yes.
Okay, beautiful then. Okay,
all right, see you soon. Yeah. Bye. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. Okay, sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Ezekiel is my name.
Welcome, Ezekiel.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance to Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
Yeah. Over the years, at least we've seen your impact and how you've really impacted halls in general.
Mm.
So God bless your station.
Thank you.
Yep. Sandra.
Mm?
A bad tree cannot bring forth a good fruit. Neither does a good fruit, I mean a good tree, bring out a bad fruit. You see, Sandra, what the citizens have become, they've actually chosen to exhibit it because of the nature of our leader. I can tell you that there are true spirits in us. Nigerians, okay, why is it that Nigerians in the other country are doing excellently well? Why here they are doing the other way, you know, the other way around?
Okay.
So what we saw there, that yesterday, is to tell you that the right spirit is in us. When we have a right leader, things will be right.
Okay. All right. When we have the right leaders, things will be right. Okay. Right spirit is in us, he says. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Hello? Oh, no. What happened there? 99.3?
Hello?
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra. Jacobson.
Yes, thanks for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name, Mama?
Disney.
Nonye, how did you spend your holidays?
I was in the shop working. So yeah, I'm learning my dressing.
I see. Okay, so you're one of us that is working through the holidays.
I'm even working. I just left for somebody and called you.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm fine. I appreciate you calling me.
Ma?
I appreciate you calling me. I'm fine. Thank you. And I appreciate the call. Hmm?
I sent that card for that.
Yes, I know. I know. We've gotten it. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Hello, good afternoon. You caught me up.
Oh, sorry about that. Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Titi Layo.
Titi Layo, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's good to be on here this afternoon. I've been trying to reach you.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're here today. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Just calling to say thank you. I always enjoyed your program.
Aww.
Another program.
Aww. Thank you, Titi. Thank you very much for calling to say that. I appreciate that. All right. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp. Sandra, Bishop Tutu is a man of God and a man of the people. The late Archbishop Idahosa is the only Nigerian clergy that could be likened to Bishop Tutu. The clergy we have in Nigeria now are never ready to speak for the poor masses. They are only self-centered. More of the reason for all that is happening in Nigeria now. Okay. Desmond Tutu was one of those exceptional Africans that symbolized real freedom fighters in the purest form. We have a few of them in the likes of Emeritus Bishop Okojie, Bishop Kuka, here in Nigeria. All the youth in particular need to do is to take advantage of the few we have here by emulating their ways and disregard the ways of most of our so-called political leaders. All right, Steve in Ijanikin with that message there. Sandra, please leave my friend Kuboko Master. He doesn't need second wife. Okay, I've left him now. Yeah, he's living well, so we want to help him to live well. We've got Kende who says, I give kudos to the late bishop. We cannot separate governance from religion because religious leaders are meant to checkmate politicians. But Nigeria is where politicians and religious leaders gang rape the citizens. Rest in peace, Bishop Kende, with very graphic words there. Dave from Essex in the UK says, thanks for the talk because handouts is not good for African nations. I'm not sure that you send this to the right station. I think you're listening to a conversation from a different station entirely. Sandra, Desmond Tutu will be sorely missed, not only in South Africa but around the world. There are still good people in Nigeria, but you know that popular opinion often beclouds reality. That is the situation here. All right, thank you very much for your message. Vitus Ayo on Facebook says, Bishop Desmond Tutu set a good example. It's quite unfortunate that our pastors in Nigeria are political and also not bold enough to speak speak against the wrong things in Nigeria. When one Reverend Father who was bold enough to condemn the wrong things in Nigeria, other religious leaders condemned him, including those who were supposed to protect him, Vitus Ayo. Are you talking about Reverend Mbaka there? Because I'm sure a lot of other people will have things to say about Reverend Mbaka. We've got Ebi Ambo who says, whether I was during the apartheid regime or the black majority rule in South Africa, late Desmond Tutu spoke truth to power in South Africa. You know, before he became bishop, Tutu was the general secretary of the South African Council of Churches, SAC. That's like their CAN. And in that position, he got SAC to condemn apartheid officially and start organizing its members to resist the regime. So the guy has always just been like radical, you know? Very admirable, admirable quality. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio off. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, good to have you on the show. Good afternoon. Compliments of the season.
I wish you the same. See, Nigeria is a country that has a great destiny. Nigeria. This Nigeria you see will become something great one day.
Amen.
But the problem...
Oh no, looks like we lost the connection to Emmanuel. Well, just as well, we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the COVID outbreak in Aso Rock. Garba Shehu tested positive for COVID-19. He's the president's media aide. He said he had a mild variant of the virus. He's back on his feet while waiting for the all clear from doctors. We're also getting reports that a lot of other people in Aso Rock may have tested positive for COVID-19. So we'll talk about that story and get your reactions to all our stories on today's big weekend. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, Let's take a break. Lagos will be right back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 3:29. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Garba Shehu tested positive for COVID-19 and he said he has a mild variant of the virus and he's back on his feet. He's waiting for the all clear from doctors. We're seeing various reports that multiple presidency aides have tested positive, but it's only Garba Shehu who is on the record confirming his own case. Femi Adesina, his fellow presidential spokesperson, indirectly confirmed that there are some cases without giving out any other details. He says that it proves that presidential aides are humans like everybody else. Information Minister Lai Mohammed has come out to say that he is not positive for the virus in response to rumors that he has the virus. But we're watching this story. Maybe at some point there'll be an official confirmation of who and who tested positive and whether or not they were vaccinated, just like we see in other countries. Because in other countries, you get a list of who has it. You get a list of their vaccination status. So maybe we'll see that here or maybe not. But I think this should simply serve as a reminder to everybody that COVID, no, they look face. Whether you get money, you don't get money, you rich, you poor, you know, they look face. So get vaccinated. Take all the precautions that you can. And yes, you're about to call me now and say, but some of these presidential aides are vaccinated. Yes, they were. And perhaps being vaccinated is the reason why, like you heard from Garba Shehu, it was very mild for him. I always give you the example of seatbelts. When you wear a seatbelt, it significantly reduces the chances that you will be in a fatal accident or in a badly damaging accident. It doesn't reduce your chances of being in the accident. It just helps improve your survivability of the accident, your survival of the accident. Compare yourself with someone who's not wearing a seat belt at all. They fly out of the windshield, or they are more likely to be more badly injured than you who's wearing your seat belt. And before you tell me, but nobody's mandated to wear a seat belt, you are mandated to wear a seat belt. That's why FRC will see you not wearing a seatbelt and it's an offense. All over the world, you're not wearing a seatbelt, it's an offense, you know? And when seatbelts first came out in the world, there were people like you who said, no, you cannot mandate me to wear seatbelts. Yeah, there were people who resisted seatbelts, who said that it was government control, who said that it was Illuminati. Well, not Illuminati then, but they had their own conspiracy theories at the time as well. But all of those people are wearing their seatbelts today. And in fact, if you're the one who's not wearing a seatbelt, they're looking at you like, why the hell are you not wearing a seatbelt, you know? So I hope that this outbreak in Aso Rock reminds you that you need to get vaccinated. You need to take all the precautions you can. You need to keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, etc., etc. But these are all the stories that broke this weekend alongside your Christmas celebrations. So talk to me about which ones pique your interest the most. You know, if none of them do, talk to me about your holidays. How did you spend it? What did you do with it? We've heard from Comrade Koboko, who ate two goats and one broiler chicken. Enjoyment man. We've heard from our caller, I forget his name now, who talked to us about his daughter who came back from school and, put eggs in the stew. Pretty brilliant, pretty innovative, if I do say so myself. You know, I would like to hear a couple more stories before we switch gears and talk about checkpoints at 4 o'clock. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. That's for women. 01465-7190 for women. And we've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Good. No, Sandra.
Thanks for calling, Prince YS. Turn your radio off.
I've done that.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Sandra.
Mm?
You see, there's one tutu. The man, he had the part to stand still, and that's what he expects of him. When he was so fighter, so strong, he fought for the black people of South Africa. I think of 90, the man never died young.
Mm.
Because that period, as he started somebody.
Oh, unfortunately, Prince YS, your line is not very clear. So maybe call us back. The network is so bad today. Hello, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Goodness. Actually.
Goodness. Good to have you on the show.
I won a prize last week.
You what?
The prize I won from last week.
Okay.
I got a code, but I don't know how to make it up to get my prize.
Just dial it.
Okay, I should dial it on my number.
Yeah, just dial it.
Okay, thank you. I tried it, but it's not going.
Yeah, keep dialing. It's probably network.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's
this
your name?
Adeshewa.
Adeshewa, hey, welcome.
Your friend. that your male voice friend.
Let's hope that the line doesn't cut today. Let's hope it doesn't cut today.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank
and
you
I'm
so much.
And I'm wishing you an upliftment. Joyous, fun-filled 2022.
Thank you so much. You too. I'm wishing you the same. Thank you.
I was alone. No. In fact, I'm alone. I'm still alone. Yes, I'm alone.
Oh.
All my children, they went to their aunties and uncles' place.
Okay.
They plan cool this year.
Mm.
This year, they plan a not cool. They were like, mommy, see you next year. I was like, okay. Yesterday, I started calling them on the line. I cook a fish salad to them. I cook ogbono soup. And I cook banga to them. And like, mommy.
See, bribery.
They will miss me. They will come before New Year. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you so much. See, bribery. 99.3. Hello.
Hey, Sandra, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Thank you. Mm. I'm commending that South Africa. No, if we do the coldest letter from Baba Obasanjo, we really commend the man that when Baba was trying to pay our debt, the man contributed a lot to appraise that man in rest in perfect peace.
Amen.
And for the Christmas period, in fact, I enjoy my Christian friends. They jump back my own house with rice. You know, I'm a Muslim.
Okay.
But, my neighbor, we live together in peace.
Okay.
When Christmas come around, I will be afraid because this will bring its own rights. The other one is really so right. My heart now full with rice. Oh. As if I'm the one celebrating.
Oh.
So I really have to say them.
Okay.
What is clear to me, Sandra, I'm very happy with the Cardinal Christian, the Cardinal Muslim.
Okay.
You know, all of them don't have together to go to celebrate in the church.
No.
Oh. To commend those who want disunity in this in that state, in Nigeria, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a pagan, we are not the same. We are not the same in religion. We are not the same in tribe. But we are the same in humanity. We come from one source, that is Adam and Eve. Once we hate one another, we should live like a brother. As of today now, if they say I should present a candidate 2023, I will present Sandra as my presidential candidate to rule this country. Because the program you are handling, you handle very well, you are capable. Even though you are a woman, I thought you are from the same family. You, your first part alike. Oh, my God. In your station, the most generous station, you have brilliant people working for them. May God Almighty bless all of you.
Bless
Sandra.
You too. Thank
have
you so much.
Blessed in your studio.
You too. Thank you so much, Prince YS, for calling. Thank you very much. Don't forget, of course, that we have this story here of people who were going into the burning next supermarket in Abuja to help them save some of their goods. Do you think that that's the true face of Nigeria we saw yesterday? Or do you think that that was just a Christmas miracle? If you missed that story, I told you that next supermarket in Abuja caught fire yesterday. It was a terrible loss to the owners. When the first videos came out, we saw Nigerians running into the fire, running out with goods. And people were saying, oh, that they were looting the shop. But we found out now that they were not looting the shop. Most of them were dropping the goods in the parking lot. They were just trying to save the merchandise for the owners of the shop, you know. Because, I mean, you see people running out of a burning store carrying things, you assume that they're stealing, you know? But against all expectations and suspicions and assumptions, they were just trying to help a fellow Nigerian in distress. It reminds me of the Catholic prayer for Nigerians for Nigeria in distress. You know, and I saw that story, I saw that report, and I asked myself, well, is this the true face of Nigeria, or was it a Christmas miracle? What do you think? What's your position? You can also talk to me about Desmond Tutu, who died at 90 over the weekend as well. We have, he died yesterday, actually, 26th December. And then, of course, I told you about the Aso Rock COVID outbreak as well. So far, just Garba Shehu on the record saying that he caught it. We don't know who else has it in Aso Rock because they're not saying yet. Hopefully they tell us who, and they also tell us about their vaccination status. But those are the three stories we've covered on today's big weekend. We're also covering your holiday. How did you spend it? What did you do with it? What and what did you do? Where and where did you go? Did you go somewhere? Did you just stay home? Are you like my good friend Adeshewa, whose kids left her and now she's cooking banga and sala to bribe them to come? She should send me some more if they don't come. You know, just package it and deliver it with the logistics guy. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is Dan Duku from Savoyaba.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. You see, I want to talk on the supermarket that got hit by fire in Abuja.
Yes.
All right. You see, and people went there to pack things, and some people thought these are bad boys and they want to take it away. No! Let me sound it clear to Nigerians that it's not everybody that is bad. I don't do that is talking. I am the person that doesn't believe in the masses of Nigeria and even Nigerian government. You can't disbelieve Nigeria more than me. But I got some experience that shocked me, and I started believing in the people. God has his people. I mean, religiously, if you are saying that everybody is bad, that means religiously you are saying that
God doesn't have anybody in the world. It is only the devil that has people in the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
We still have good people. There was a time when I was a bachelor, my house got fired. I mean, when I came back, I did not see my house again.
Ooh.
Somebody called me and said, "You are living there." I said, "Yes." I said, come. Some boys pack your load, everything. Though I lost some documents, vital documents, you understand? But I saw my property.
Oh.
I'm telling you, the house got burned and everybody's property got burned.
Oh.
But my property was saved. It was good Nigerians that saved my property, only my property.
Oh.
And they were not my friends and they didn't know me.
Oh.
I'm telling you. So we have good Nigerians. Not everybody that do these things that is a thief. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Irene from Ikorodu.
Irene, good to have you on the show.
I want to say there are still good Nigerians. Yeah, good Nigerians out there.
Hmm.
It's just that it's our government that is making us feel as if everybody's bad.
Hmm. Okay. All right, Irene. Thank you very much. I can get with that. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
Am I Sandra?
This is Sandra, yes. What's your name?
Wow. Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Compliments of the season. What's your name, sir?
First time I'm calling.
Hi.
My name is Dixon, calling from CMS.
Hi, Dixon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I want to talk about Desmond Tutu.
Okay, go ahead, please.
He is a true African.
Okay.
When I was in the university, when we were doing student struggle, most of our quotes were from him. One of his popular quotes was, "If you remain silent in the situation of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor."
Ooh, I like that.
The man has lived well. He has lived a good legacy.
I like that.
I wish that African leader would embrace him. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. You know, that's the thing about Tutu, right? Because remember that what I was talking about when we discussed Tutu earlier on, for those of you who are just tuning in, was, you know, the things that made Tutu a worldwide figure. It was how he used his positions. In the 60s, in the 70s, the 80s and the 90s, he was vocal and radical about apartheid. He was a huge activist. He did not subscribe to the idea that the clergy and the church should submit to constituted authority. He believed that if the constituted authority was doing evil things, it was his duty as a man of the cloth to condemn them publicly, to mobilize people to resist. His very first sermon on the day he was created bishop was to call for the international community to place sanctions on South Africa. When he was serving as archbishop, he organized protest marches, he organized strikes against the apartheid regime. Throughout his career, he was persecuted by the government. They seized his passport. They continued to threaten to kill him. But he never bowed. He insisted on condemning what he saw as evil policies. He insisted on nonviolence while he was doing all of these things. That's why they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize. That was his that part of his legacy is what I focused on the show today. That's what we talked about first when we started today's big weekend. And my question for you was, do you think he set a good example for how clergy should act in the face of bad government, in the face of oppression, in the face of human rights abuse? Did he set a good example for how they should act? Men of the cloth, women of the cloth. If you think he set a good example for how men and women of the cloth should act, do you think pastors in Nigeria are following this example? 01465-7190 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling. Sorry about that. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello? Is anybody there?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Engineer Oprah, calling from Ikeja.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Go ahead.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
Nigerian Ifo, a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I also want to wish Nigerians out there a Merry Christmas to everyone. For those that don't have, I wish them the very best.
Okay.
Yeah, Sandra, I love listening to your show.
Mm.
Other than, but sometimes I do call in a time just at least to also air my opinion on issues that I feel it's okay.
Okay.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu is a man that cannot be forgotten so soon.
Mm.
He has laid good example for those honorable men of God who wish to follow the limelight. I wish other men of God, the true men of God in Nigeria, would also follow his footsteps in ensuring that when there's a bad policies in Nigeria, they speak out, not being on the side of government looking for one gain or the other. I think that is the right thing to do by speaking out when you see a policy that would endanger the people of Nigeria. He has laid a good example for his people, and I also believe that those under his watch are also going to follow his footsteps and also do the right thing. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the side of those who presume were looting, but in the real sense, were helping a fellow, in quote, Nigerian. I think that is the kind of Nigerian nature we have before we found ourselves where we are today. And I still believe in Nigeria, and I still believe that we have good number of people, good Nigerians, who will, in the same vein, in ensuring that they assist you whenever you need help, whenever this help arises.
Hmm.
I pray that God will take us back to that time when we see ourselves, when I see you, not a northern, not an Hausa or wherever, I don't care where you come from, and I see that you are in need, and I will run to you and offer you help.
Hmm.
That is the true spirit of Nigeria. Sandra, God bless you. God bless Nigeria Info. And I pray that all of us will see 2022 in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Have a lovely day.
You too, sir. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you too. You know, it reminds me of one day when I was coming to work and I saw these two dispatch riders. And one of them was trying to cut in front of the other one, and his bike almost fell. What he was carrying at the back almost fell as well. And the biker behind him just like helped him steady himself, and also helped him just steady himself and avoid falling. And that was such a sweet, kind thing to do, you know? Like, he was so kind. I love seeing random acts of kindness. I love seeing people just randomly being kind to each other. It makes me really happy, which is why I really loved that Nigerians who were running into that burning building were running in there to try and save some of the merchandise at that supermarket. It was really beautiful. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let's go to Facebook. We've got comments on Facebook, so let's try and take some of them. Chukwi Dennis says, please, let's expand the scope to cover the clergy. Well, we've been talking about the clergy, haven't we? Let's see more messages here. Oh, they've all like skipped because it's Facebook and it's live, so you can't really see the comments once they've gone away. All right, let me come back to WhatsApp then, where we have messages. Jerome Alagole says, I think we've taken that message, right? Have we? Okay, yeah, we have taken that message. So let me look at other messages on WhatsApp. President Sandrak, Merry Christmas to you. The Nigeria I was born into was a wonderful nation. The military, politicians, and civil servants gradually destroyed the nation through bad governance. This evil act has changed the behavior of Nigerians as if they are bad people, but they are good people. What you saw people doing in Abuja is the true Niger spirit. That's a message from Pastor Meba Wondoye. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Thank you so much for getting in touch, Pastor. Another Desmond Tutu is Archbishop Odzuro in Togo, Tony from Enugu says. All right, I'll look him up. The best Archbishop Tutu I can never forget in a hurry is, I wish I can keep short, but I can't and I won't. I'm guessing the best quote from the guy. All right, Mike from Lekki with that message there. Sandra, the problem with Nigerian pastors is that they're too comfortable. You can't expect someone who owns multiple private jets to be leading protests. President Sandra, Reverend Fadambaka and Bishop Koka are the voices of Nigerian citizens. Rest in peace, Bishop Tutu. He left a good example for men of God worldwide, but we need people like him to assist Mbaka and Bishop Koka in Nigeria. Chike from Apapa with that message there. President Sandra, if Nigeria had been a good country, you should be one of the leading candidates for presidency. It happened in Ukraine where a radio presenter became president. But in our country, the reverse is the case. But I don't want to be president. I like being a journalist. I want to be a journalist. I don't want to be a politician. I don't want to be president. It has to be what I want now. Will you force me to go be president? Sandra compliments. If only all days can be like what 25th brought us. A quick question, please. On last Thursday, I called in to play Golden Penny. I answered your question correctly, but you didn't read out the names of the winners, and I still haven't received any message. Well, did we get your number, Olumide? Did we collect your number? If we collected your number, then you should have gotten your gift. If we didn't collect your number, then you probably were not correct. Pastor Bewaji Samuel Olumuyiwa says that... Well, you're sending that message for the wrong show. We're done with that conversation. Sandra, all the info about presidential aides and co being COVID positive is all scam. Praise from Unilag there. I'm not going to read the rest of that message because you're saying rubbish. We've got more people sending us messages on WhatsApp. Let's take a look at some of them. I salute you, the one and only queen of... Okay. Desmond Tutu has gone. I never met him, but I only saw him on TV and read about him, about his legacy on papers. Tutu has gone, but I want to appeal to all African leaders to please walk the path like Tutu, Mandela, Saldana, Amadou Bello, Taffa Balewa, Julius Nyerere, and many of the past leaders on African soil had laid down so that Africa can be complete. So Africa can also compete with all other world nations. Desmond Tutu preached peace and love, so African leaders should continue on this path. They should also work on how poverty will leave Africa alone. The mall that was gutted by fire in Abuja yesterday, it was so sad, and it's a pity that those people may have lost valuable items. Thank God it happened in the nation's capital, Abuja. So the president must help those who own these properties and those who sell there. Well, that's not how it works, but okay. With this yesterday's fire, I know that jobs must have been lost. So the FG should help. Okay, well, fair enough. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk checkpoints.